This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last week, Danish toy maker LEGO Group posted profits for the year. LEGO today is the number one toy maker by sales, and the company, which is privately held, says profits are up from a year ago. You may be also interested to learn that there's a robust secondary market for LEGO. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains.
Back in 2009, AJ Holtz was in college and hoping to raise some cash. So he went on eBay to see if any of his old LEGO sets were worth anything.
I was kind of just blown away by the value that some of these pieces were worth.
One of his minifigures, an Amazon Rainforest King, was going for almost $20. Entire sets today can cost as little as $40. So Holtz started buying up pounds of LEGOs on eBay and then reselling the valuable pieces for a profit. His strategy?
I zoom in on the pictures a lot on eBay, and I've been doing it just long enough now where I can kind of recognize pieces that might be worth something.
Like a tiny plastic feather he once spotted, meant for a minifigure, that went for almost $13 online. Thousands of LEGO transactions happen every day on independent sites like BrickLink and BrickOwl, which connect LEGO enthusiasts with even bigger LEGO enthusiasts.
A lot of the buyers are people who are in their 30s, 40s, and they're looking for something that's nostalgic from when they were a kid.
That's Nate Tobik, who's been buying and selling LEGO sets for about 8 months. His day job is running a banking analytics company called Complete Bank Data.
I'm a sucker for finding things that are cheap when they're mispriced, and this is just one example of that.
But investing smarts alone won't make you a LEGO winner. Caleb Johnson says successful sellers have to have a passion for LEGOs.
I am obsessed with LEGO, so I can spend hours sitting there sorting the pieces back and forth because I'm absolutely loving it.
Johnson got into selling LEGOs about 8 years ago. He was 15 and his family was living paycheck to paycheck. And to help out, he decided to sell some of his Harry Potter LEGO pieces, including a Hungarian horn-tailed dragon and a Mad-Eye Moody minifigure. He says those licensed figures were worth more than some of his sets. The sale netted him a couple grand.
It sparked my interest in selling. My mom realized, like, all these little, she calls them stupid plastic toys, actually had some money to it. So she actually, we're kind of like a team now.
Johnson does the online posting and the sorting. His mom cleans the pieces and meets with some of their local buyers. He says in 2015, he and his mom made enough money in the LEGO trade to take the family on a 2-week trip to Disney World. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.